Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We have a ton of respect for them, and they're well-coached, very talented with the receivers, and goes extends beyond the two receivers. And so it'll be a high-level evening right there, and we're looking forward to it. They're very familiar with us. You know, we think we have some familiarity with them. But, you know, it's just two good teams going against each other, and we look forward to it. I'm sure they do as well.
I'm stealing high-level evening. Let's have ourselves a high-level evening. Head coach Sean McDermott.
The show is always a high-level morning.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes after I had some high-level evenings, you know. Sometimes.
Show's better that way.
And less now, less these days. Hey, good morning. Howard's here for Howard Picks the Bills. What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Did you have fun?
Yes.
How were the scorpions at the tailgate party?
Oh, delicious scorpions.
It went over well?
Loved, I mean, just the best-tasting scorpions.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Yeah, this week we're eating dolphins. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We're not doing that. We're not eating dolphins.
Believe that is illegal.
That depends.
Are you watching the game outside Thursday?
Definitely.
Okay.
Oh,
man. We're thinking of doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Patio.
My wife will. I'll be hunkered down.
What are you going to have, like low 60s Thursday night probably?
I mean, it's going to be...
Might be higher than
higher,
that.
Higher
it's
than
be,
that.
It's going to be in the 80s Thursday.
It needs to be 75 at game time.
Oh, my God. That's tomorrow.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night. So. Yeah. Yeah, definitely watch it outside. Perfect night to do
that.
Very
nice.
You can join us on our Facebook page once we start things going for Howard Picks the Bills, as we learn that Christian McCaffrey has Achilles tendonitis.
Yep.
So that's not good.
No,
seems bad.
It seems like a bad thing.
Yeah, they are probably just going to rest him a lot, I think, which is not good for fantasy owners, especially if Jordan Mason keeps looking good.
Yeah.
Don't love that.
Did you pick up Jordan Mason?
Yes, not everywhere. Some people had him already, but I got him in a couple of places.
So. It's tough to get him everywhere, but hey, that happens.
Yeah.
What was I just going to ask you? Oh, I know what it was. Speaking of guys that are injured, Josh Allen has a, not a cast, he's got some sort of glove.
Yeah.
And I saw a super zoom in. Are we looking to see the two fingers?
Two fingers are
they're tied together.
Is it the middle and the ring that are kind of...
I believe
kinda,
so, yeah.
Okay.
Kind of tied together,
ring, wait, with the ring with the middle? I thought it was the ring with the pinky. It's the ring with the middle?
Oh, is it the ring with...
I don't know.
We got to go
to...
Go to the tape.
Go to the Thigh Doctor on Twitter. Yeah. Thigh Doctor is... Listen, that's okay. Who we trust. So Thigh Doctor, uh-huh. Let us know what's going on with this this Allen injury. Howard, before we get to pick the Bills, are you at all wanting him to ease up a little bit?
You know, I used to be that guy, but no. He's fine.
Jump over people?
Well, I'm not. I mean, the hurdling I could go without, but it is pretty cool to watch. I got to be honest with you. When he does that stuff, I like come flying out of my chair screaming at the television.
Yeah.
I mean, in a good way, actually.
Yes.
I mean, it's really cool to watch this guy hurdle over people.
It's a long cry from guys who used to slide on fourth down short of the sticks, which did happen to us.
When did that happen?
Kyle Orton did that, right?
Bledsoe did that. Orton turtled on a sack.
Okay.
Oh, Edwards ran out of bounds on a fourth.
Edwards ran out of bounds.
That's what he did.
Yeah, that's right.
What a great history we have.
I know.
Here.
Hey.
Yeah, I understand it. Right. I get it. He should be more careful and all that. But I don't know. The fan in me, when he does that stuff, it's just so cool. Like, wow, look what he just did. He jumped over a guy. Just land differently.
Yeah.
Don't land with an elbow on your hand.
He would have if the other guys didn't come in and hit him. Like, yeah. He got over Buda Baker pretty cleanly.
Yeah.
He landed on his own elbow. Like, his own elbow is what injured the hand.
And it landed on the hand.
Right. Which, I mean, the contact probably threw him off balance for that to happen.
At least it was his left.
That's how hardcore he is. He hurt himself.
Yeah. You ever see those corners that wear, like, the big club on their hand when they have an injury? Yeah.
That's why he's overrated, because he injures himself.
Yeah. Why doesn't he just wear the big club, and then when he goes running, he just starts swinging it at the defenders?
People. Yeah.
Yeah, just
That's
hit him out of the way.
Idea.
We'll get to pick the Bills in a moment, of course. Bills Dolphins coming up tomorrow. Night game. Amazon Prime. Locally, it will be on television, so you can watch it on Channel 7.
I got to get a plug-in for one of my employers.
There you go. You have your Leading the Charge show with Bove and Joe B.
Yeah.
And you guys chat about the matchups and all this. Everybody confident going into this one? Here's the stat for you. Stat of the day.
Yeah.
Not really stat of the day. Four of the last five Bills-Dolphins games have been one-score games. Prior to that, six out of seven were Bills' double-digit wins.
Yeah, because Josh was blowing them out all the time.
Used to blow them out.
Yeah.
Now they beat them, but they more often beat them in close games.
Yeah.
The division finale last year was seven. Playoff game by three.
With their third-string quarterback?
Or no. Yeah.
Which game? One of those games was Skylar Thompson.
That's a playoff game. So, you know, the Bills have continued to beat them, but put it this way. Miami has had hope.
Yeah.
In the last four to five matchups.
That's what I wanted to ask you guys. Not to say that game two is your Super Bowl, but don't you think down there this game is being built up so much for the Dolphins and the fans because of the dominance of the Bills, because the Dolphins had the divisions taken away from them on their field by the Bills. The Dolphins blew the East last year. Don't you think these guys are putting a lot of eggs in this basket? And if they lose again, that could be really demoralizing for them, which I'm crossing my fingers.
It's definitely important. We talked about it with Sal or whoever this week that, you know, it's the start of the season. If you're Miami and you're trying out some new stuff, the play to Tyreek Hill is a really flashy, like RPO, fake screen, deep shot to Hill. And if they've got stuff that they've been wanting to try out, like week two is a great time. There's not as much stuff on tape. And they'll have a healthy Hill and Waddle, something they did not have in the playoff – or not the playoff game. In the season finale last year, Durham Smythe was their second leading receiver. So they'll have their full boat of speed. We'll see about Achane.
You have to hope the running backs, one or both, hopefully don't play. It would help the Bills' chances.
Well, Achane, like, he lined up out wide. He was second on their team in targets even over Waddle last week. Like, really, that duo has become a trio, where Achane is being used as, like, one of their big three weapons, but he's got an ankle injury. So I don't know how healthy he'll be, but that's somebody that if you have a full boat of weapons, like, I think the offseason was a lot of, hey, what is the NFL going to do to react to the Dolphins? Like, how are they going to adjust to that offense? Isn't McDaniel the opposite? Like, go back to week three last year. Isn't he watching that game a million times in the last 10 days, trying to figure out, like, okay, what can I do differently against McDermott's defense? Because it didn't work last year.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, the speed obviously is a huge factor. And among the things, by the way, the Bills need to clean up by tomorrow night, tackling needs to be a little better than it was, at least in the first half against Arizona. Because if these guys are going to get tons of run after catch, or you got to try and catch speedy running backs, you can't miss tackles like they did the other day.
And this is one spot where the challenge is much different, just speed alone. You've got three or four guys that a missed tackle isn't 5 yards.
That's
it could
right.
be 50.
Gone.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it without any further ado. Howard picks the Bills.
A tradition unlike any other.
What kind of season are you looking at here? Are you going to be in the bunker all year again?
Why wouldn't I be?
Yeah.
Why change, you know, what's been working?
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
You been the jinx, and we need you to have the open whoa. I feel like, you know, 8 and 9 is it.
I'm just going to point out that when you and I were working together, they were legit Super Bowl contenders. Joe is now working with you, and what's happened to the franchise?
Quick hitter to Shakir, has a blocker in front, down to the 3-2, reaching for the goal line, and he's in!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I would just like to point out, I've had a big dilemma, by the way, going on these days.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. What's the dilemma?
Well, we remodeled our family room, which kind of, we got rid of all the furniture, pulled up the carpets, we're redoing the whole room, which makes it inaccessible.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's nice in there,
no.
And now you want to watch games.
No, that's where my wife watches games when I'm hunkered down in the basement with a television that works.
So your dilemma is whether you tell her to leave the house or what, because you're not allowing her in the bunker?
I solved it. She said she wanted to, can I watch the game with you Sunday? And of course I said no. So what I did was, so in the family room, which has literally nothing in it except the television, I took a chair from the kitchen table, put it on the floor in the family room, and plugged in the set and said, watch up here.
Wow.
Is that a bad thing?
You didn't watch it up there?
No, I'm in the basement in my comfy, my home office. I can't ever watch games with me.
Wow.
So temporarily, she is sitting in a room with no furniture and no carpet and unfinished flooring and half painted in a kitchen chair watching a television sitting on the floor.
Wow.
Does that make me a bad husband?
Man. I mean, it's pretty bad.
You're both looking at me like that was a bad
thing.
It's
pretty bad.
Okay. She's sleeping. It's okay.
The move should be you sit in the chair in the family room.
If it's uncomfortable. Why would I do that?
If you need to be by yourself watching it, then you have to take the lesser situation.
I need my desk.
Situation.
I need my computer. I need, you know, my rosters. I need my notes. I'm working here, fellas.
You need your rosters.
Just spread them out all over.
Hold on. Who was that Dolphins lineman?
It's like a 53 on
college?
The tackle there.
What if there's a question about the third string linebacker?
I need
the depth chart.
All right.
So maybe that was a bad
Bills Dolphins tomorrow night 8:15.
Yeah, this one. I mean, I've been going back and forth on this one. My biggest concern. Well, I have a few concerns. You know, the offensive line actually did not look that great the other day. They had 3 false starts at home. The running was okay, not great. Josh passed for 230, not great. So, and then Taron Johnson's injury, I think, is huge. I mean, they could really pick on the Bills secondary with their speed. Having said all of that, as much as I would look at it and go, guys, I think they're going to lose the game, I just have a really hard time believing in Miami to actually beat a good team. So, I will take a nail-biting, crazy, ridiculous, high-scoring football game. You better score more than 30 to win, Buffalo. Mm. And I will take the Bills to pull one out.
Wow. So kind of like a revisit to last year, week three. After
what was the? I'm trying.
That
to
was when the Dolphins had scored 70 and then came in here next week.
That's right. So I'm thinking like
shootout.
You better get to like 34, 35. Get into the mid-30s to make sure you win this game.
All right. Bills win though.
Bills win.
Home for Jacksonville.
Stupid Jaguars. You know what? I think the Bills will win the game anyway. But even if I didn't, for spite, I would pick against them because of Travis Etienne fumbling. Miami should be 0-1.
Yeah. There's a little this week of, hey, Jets are going to Jets. There should also be a little of Jags are going to Jags.
Right?
They're the Jaguars. They always lose the game that way.
Right. So I'm going to pick the Bills to beat the Jaguars.
All right. This 3-0. What's
3-0?
Everything's going great.
I've got the records from Howard picks all the way back to the offseason. I don't have Howard ever picking them to go 3-0.
Wow, look at this. We're off to a crazy good start.
Really?
Bills.
I think I have that right.
Okay. Back in primetime. By the way, the next 3 games are night games. Thursday, Monday.
Man.
Sunday night, Ravens on the road.
Boy, sucks to be a morning show host, huh?
Yeah. Well, but hey, when they do that, then pregame's a little different. Like, you know, we get I get Sunday off for
That's
a pregame
true.
This week and for right. Monday night, you
That's
know.
True.
All right, 3-0 start ends. I'll take Baltimore to win the game.
Ravens win.
Okay, that's fair.
Is Josh Allen the odds on MVP by this point?
He should be.
Well, not after losing to Lamar, though, right? It's MVP Bowl.
That's right.
Isn't it odd that, you know, the last couple of years it's been they put too much on Josh's plate, and yet Josh is why they win football games, and they needed him so badly on Sunday to beat Arizona. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I digress.
Bills lose in Baltimore, then go to Houston.
Yeah, this is another game I kind of go back and forth on, and I know Diggs had the two touchdowns. I got to be honest with you. I was not a fan of the trade. I wish he didn't go to Houston. I wish he was still here. But I also do not need updates every Sunday from people who I follow on Twitter telling me how many times Diggs has scored. He's gone. Let's move on. Having said that...
So you get that. I get the every word he says is somehow a shot at the Bills.
Oh, my gosh.
He said it's gratifying when a team trusts you in a big spot. Not all that... And of
which
course,
is, by the way, a true statement.
Right, right. He's just talking. I don't know if he's thinking about the Bills at every single moment of his life.
I mean, he always had one of the better target shares in the league, right, when he was here? Okay. Like I said, I go back and forth. Today I'll give that one to Houston. I'll say it's a loss.
3-2 at the Jets. They were not impressive at all in their opener. Robert Saleh is talking a big game.
Yeah.
He says their offense is going to be good this year. They're going to find that they'll be fine. He feels better at 0-1 this year than he did at 1-0 last year.
Uh-huh.
And they'll get the defense fixed.
Yeah.
They're 0-1. They look like they were overmatched.
Yep.
He feels fine. Bills Jets. Primetime again.
Oh, a few different. First off, there's no reason to believe Robert Saleh knows what he's doing as a head coach. Great defensive coordinator, but he's been an absolute failure as a head coach with the Jets. The funny part about this game was following the Jets media that I follow on Twitter and even some of the national media, Rodgers leads the touchdown drive, and you would have thought the Jets are going to the Super Bowl.
It was a nice drive.
It was a very nice drive. He made some nice throws that veteran NFL quarterbacks should make, by the way.
That's right.
And then all of it, and then it turns around, and everybody is same old Jets. It turns so fast. They got shredded. My issue with the Jets was not necessarily would Rodgers still have it. I think the Jets defense, as the season went on last year, became very mediocre. They have not been the dominant unit that we've seen play the Bills. I'm taking the Bills in this one. I thought that was a really bad loss for the Jets. Not that they lost, but that they got handled like they did.
I think the biggest thing to come out of it is maybe it's just first game back after Achilles and he's rusty and he needs to... You cannot win in the NFL with a quarterback that can't move like that.
Yeah, ask Atlanta about Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins, a statue
right now.
That's right. I mean, I'm ready to say if that's the way that Rodgers moves the rest of the season, they have no chance to win the Super Bowl.
Unless they have the greatest offensive line that gives him a ton of time.
You can't be a quarterback to win like that anymore. Brady could do it.
Right.
Who's the last guy that is like that? Stafford was able to do it, but I mean, he can still slide.
Breeze a little bit too, but like him and Brady... The ball was out lightning quick.
Yeah. Yep.
Rodgers probably, he can do that. But why was he an elite MVP? It wasn't like mental process balls out. Like he would move around in the pocket. Yeah. He would make crazy plays off platform. Like he was an athlete.
Yep.
So that's a win for the Bills.
All right. Win for the Bills over the Jets.
And Saleh gets fired.
You know, it's entirely possible he doesn't make it through the season. Because if Rodgers is healthy and they're expecting to win and they don't,
he's the favorite. First coach fired, he's the favorite.
Well, they're about to get a soft schedule, so if they lose games, he might get fired.
Right, yeah.
Bills hosting Tennessee. Will Levis had the funniest pick six of the week.
I love him so much. I love him.
Listen, let's be honest for a moment. That we've sometimes compared him to a young Josh Allen in the, what are you doing, man? Yep. And that would have made a young Josh Allen proud.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever threw one that bad.
No, that was pretty bad.
But it was pretty bad.
I have no idea what he was trying to accomplish. But anyway, I can't say I'm not worried about it because, honestly, I mean, they were down 14 at home to Arizona. So anything is possible, but I think the Bills will beat the Titans.
Bills win at Seattle. Seahawks, what?
Two safeties they gave up on Sunday.
Yeah, I thought about that. I was not impressed with how they looked against what I think is not a good opponent. But for now, it's a tough trip, and there's a lot of stuff going on, crazy road games, night games, and all that. I will leave that as a loss at this point.
Okay, loss to Seattle. Home Dolphins, the revenge game the Bills won the first one.
Yeah.
But second revenge game for Saran Neal and Jordan Poyer.
Oh, I forgot about Saran Neal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take the Bills to win the game here.
Wow. The division's like locked up at this point.
Does Jordan Poyer get some sort of ovation in that game from the Bills fans?
Sure.
Does he get a highlight video tribute? Do the Bills do that stuff?
I sure hope he does.
Do the Bills do that like the Sabres do sometimes?
Football does that in general, do they? Brady got one when we back to New England, right?
Yeah, but it's Brady.
But you could just put him on the Jumbotron and have people cheer.
Yeah.
And people would. Win over the Dolphins. Okay. Bills at the Colts.
Yeah, I look at this game as one of those, like I said, a tricky game. You had Miami, and you got I'm not saying it's a trap game, but you got Kansas City and San Francisco, and I had the Bills losing to Indy because there's going to be a game or two that you think, well, there's no way they're losing that, and they do. However, I had a really good couple days with tips on the tours, so I'm in a good mood today, so I'll take the Bills to beat the Colts.
Bills over the Colts. Look at this. This is unstoppable to the Super Bowl.
7-3.
Wow, 3. Oh, I forgot about that Seattle loss mixed in there. 3. Where were the other two?
Houston and Baltimore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I forgot about that. Look at you, Debbie Downer, over here. Bills, home Chiefs.
I don't like it. Everybody keeps saying this could be a great year for Mahomes, and the Chiefs' offense is back. They weren't that great last year, but they're back in prime time form, and they might actually be better. So I'll buy into all the Chiefs' love, and I'll take Kansas City.
One thing about the Chiefs I'm eager to watch, all this stuff about how the league is kind of everyone's going more towards the run. It's moving that way. That's fine. Kansas City is a team that has pushed into, we're going to bring the downfield passing game back.
Good.
And we'll see if they can continue to do that.
Xavier Worthy, by the way, I don't need people tweeting at me all the time anytime Xavier Worthy scores a touchdown either, but
You should maybe just get off
you Twitter. Should find the mute button function. You should find the mute button function on Twitter and just put Worthy and Diggs into that.
Jeremy's got the obvious answer. Yeah, I'm addicted to it. Yeah. I have to see what's going on. The other thing I'm reading the stories about, the Bills have balance now. Whoopty freaking do. I don't care about balance. Who cares about balance? You want to run the ball? Pass the ball to get up 21 points and then run every play the rest of the game.
So, Bills.
Anyway,
Chiefs.
Bills lose to the Chiefs.
Chiefs over Bills. Niners at Bills. Prime time.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with San Francisco. I mean, we may be headed to another Kansas City San Francisco Super Bowl again. I will take the Niners.
Bills lose back-to-back home games and then travel to L.A. to take on the Rams.
So they'll get back in their good. This is where they start kicking in that late season. McDermott teams get it into a higher gear. It'll start with the Rams game. They'll go out there and they'll beat the Rams. They'll win that game out west.
Bills at Lions.
So guess what? I decided to flip this game around. I'm going to call this now a win because, again, I do believe there were some things to be worried about on Sunday, but I do believe the Bills will play much better football as the season goes on. I think the new guys will get used to everything. I think it'll just some of the problems will iron themselves out. I think the Bills will go into Detroit, and Josh Allen will have a magnificent performance, and the Bills will win that football game.
Home Patriots for the first matchup of the season. New England's defense is, they were good against Cincinnati and could be good all year, really. It could be a sneaky good defense. Bills hosting New England.
They're going to need a really good defense because I don't know that their offense is still going to be able to do much this season. I think the Bills win the game.
Home Jets.
Jets are in free fall by that point. Joe Sala might have been fired by
then. Nathaniel Hackett is the head coach.
They'll still be in free fall.
Listen, I do think one of the more interesting things about the Jets is Rodgers in Green Bay always got the benefit of being able to say, relax, mm-hmm. right? On the famous interview, R-E-L-A-X.
Good luck in New York.
And they're like, okay, all right, Aaron.
Right, that's right.
They're like, oh, yeah, you're right, Aaron.
Right, you've won MVPs, you won a Super Bowl here in New York, it's going to be...
Yeah,
in
New York,
crazy?
Kiss off.
Relax.
They don't relax in New York.
They will throw things at him for saying relax.
I think the Bills win the game.
Bills beat the Jets. Bills at New England.
Take a win.
Win.
Wow.
12-5.
How many games are there again? 12-5.
12-5. Up from 10-7.
Wow. I told you. I had a good couple days of tips.
Was it?
Winning a game that he picked them to win.
That's right. What are you more?
He went to 12-5.
What changed? The Bills looked a little better, the opposition maybe doesn't look as threatening.
That's it. I mean, the Bills were okay, but like I said, I'm worried about the defense. The O line has some. I mean, there are concerns. I wouldn't say problems.
Yeah. The games that were flipped, Joe, is it Detroit and Houston?
He had them splitting with the Jets before.
Oh, we already had him losing to Houston. Maybe
splitting
with the Jets. That's a win.
Detroit
picked
flipped
up.
And the Jets
he
flipped.
Switched the Texans around. There's a lot of differences on here. Indy was flipped from a loss to a win.
Wow. I like to keep people on their toes.
San Francisco was flipped from a win to a loss. Detroit was flipped from a loss to a win.
That's why we do
it. Jacksonville was flipped from a loss to a win.
Busy morning with the quarter at home today. A lot of heads, tails decisions.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Look. They are still a work in progress. There's no question about it. And I don't think you can underestimate the Taron Johnson injury. Thank God Russo was Russo because they really need the pass rush to come up big. Now, tomorrow night it might not matter because Tua just gets the ball out so fast. But
Hands up. Bat the ball down.
Yeah. But I do think there are some issues to work out. But again, I thought the Jets looked so bad the other night. And just some things I saw around the league that I thought, I might be overreacting to week one. Week one is always a nutty week, right? Because we still don't truly know who teams are. But whatever. Why not give them a couple wins and we'll see what happens.
Do you have any teams you feel like you do know what they are? Carolina, dead.
Oh, my goodness.
We all know
gracious.
That. Is Atlanta dead? If Kirk Cousins is not able to move,
yeah,
that's bad.
Yeah, very bad. I'm not going to overreact to Cincinnati. I feel we've gone down this Joe Burrow and the offense looks bad early on before.
Under head coach Zach Taylor, they have one opening day win.
They're like 1-6, 1-5, 1-6.
Them. Yeah, so I wouldn't necessarily write off them. I love the people who are like playing up the Steelers. They didn't score an offensive touchdown the other day. It's the same Steelers.
And they played the quarterback that couldn't move.
Right. Yeah. And they don't score if you don't get like defense and special teams to help out. So, yeah, was there one Carolina being that bad? Was New Orleans isn't that good?
No.
I walked away really impressed. I watched the Niners. And every time I watch San Francisco, I have a greater appreciation for Kyle Shanahan.
And listen, Brock Purdy.
And Brock Purdy makes good throws.
And not just that. He's not Tua. He moves. He runs. Purdy is.
Yeah.
He's probably not a top 10 guy, but he doesn't deserve to be treated like a 25th guy, a part of the system.
I don't think he gets enough credit.
He can
play. It's to an extent, and that's because Kyle Shanahan is that good a coach and an offensive mind. I don't think Purdy gets enough credit. I think they just think he's a plug anybody in, and San Francisco will win. Purdy makes big throws for them.
Maybe that's Josh's biggest competition for MVP. If McCaffrey's out and they go 14-3,
Purdy.
It often goes to the team with the best records, quarterback.
Yeah.
What if KC's the one seed?
I mean, Mahomes have to throw a bunch of touchdowns, but I think I asked Joe yesterday, if I offered you Allen and Mahomes or the field, what's the right bet?
I would take Allen and Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how could you go wrong with one of those guys? If the Bills win the division again, he'll be in the MVP discussion. He might be the MVP if the perception is he had to do more with less around him in terms of talent. Yeah.
I think it helps that he's leading the conversation in week one.
Yeah.
Right away. It's already fresh. It's already present.
Yep.
All right. We'll chat next week. Enjoy the game.
You too.
Maybe let your wife watch it on a couch.
Come on.
What?
Get one of those plastic dividers or something. Like they're soundproof.
No, I cannot. Bills Miami in primetime, then I put her downstairs with me?
Would soundproof headphones help you?
No. She can watch. I put a chair in the family room for her. She can go out to a bar.
You can't be with anybody during these
Nobody.
Games.
Not a human being.
Not even. I mean,
I didn't like when the dog used to come downstairs because I would yell and scream and it would freak the dog out.
Mm-hmm.
No, I cannot be with a human being watching a Bills game. No, absolutely not. Sorry,
we need to have like a watch party where Howard is like in like some sort of bubble where he can't
soundproof booth.
Soundproof, but like also he can't see out of it, but we can see into it.
Yeah, it's a watch party, but the watch party is watching Howard.
Right, we're watching Howard.
I want to see that.
Watch the game.
I would like to watch that.
He's just at the center of the room.
I was very calm Sunday because I never really thought they'd lose the game. Thursday, I'm going to be a totally different human being.
I think we should do this
tomorrow.
Bills Chiefs, we have a watch party.
No.
It's an intense game.
Yeah.
We watch you watch the Bills.
No. Well, first off, that's a home game, right? You'll be at the game.
No, I'd rather watch you.
Tell you what.
I want to see you freak out.
You too can come over and watch a game with me sometime if you want.
Your wife can't.
What are you doing to your wife right now? You just said no one human being.
Yeah, but except you two.
I just wanted you to experience it. That's how much I love both of you.
And then write about it like I'm embedded with a franchise. Like,
Yeah. You could do a special. Like
Howard embedded.
Take a little cell phone video.
Howard embedded.
Hard Knocks with Howard.
Well, hey, it's an idea. All right, thank you. Be well.
All right, miss you guys.
12-5.
I think he just picked Allen to win MVP.
And the Bills win the division for sure.
Yeah.
Is 12-5 the one seed?
No.
No.
13-4.
The Chiefs are going to
win.
They're going to
roll
the Chiefs
division.
Are going to go 16-1 this year with that division.
They might. All right, 803-0550. Any thoughts on that? You could join us on WGN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Yeah.
I thought Dalton played a really good game. You can tell that the defense was really concerned with where he was on any given moment, and it kind of opened it up for some other guys, and I don't think that was maybe necessarily intention, but love to get him going a little earlier, but he had some of the best blocks in the game, and it didn't bother him at all. And so the everyone eats kind of mindset. If people are focusing on him, it opens up for other people, and so I was pleased with, after the game, how excited he was with only one catch or something like that. So obviously he's a good football player, and he helps us when the ball's in his hands, and we'd love to get him more of it, just like a lot of the other guys. But all he cares about is winning, and that's a lot of the guys on our offense.
Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady on Dalton Kincaid. I mean, I might have some snark cannon for you. For me, this is like playing Freebird. Like, I got to do it. Can I do it?
I think you're good to go.
Let's bring out the cannon. There's a lot of different ways to take this one, too.
Yeah.
It's just snark. Just messing around, okay? One catch for 11 yards and a win. Like eight games away from the Bills not needing Dalton Kincaid. They don't need him. Guys, they won without him. Yeah. Hey, was he even there? Did he play? One catch?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that guy. He did, of course, attract defenders like a black hole.
He was like a...
Sucks in planets.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's like a planet with a... Yeah. Like, there are moons gravitating around him.
Yeah. He gets quite a bit of attention. I know what I wanted to read you. So, okay, on the Bills, Benjamin Solak, formerly of The Ringer, now at ESPN. He wrote something about the Bills' weapons. And let's be real. The Bills' weapons, good morning, it's Jeremy and Joe. Bills play the Dolphins tomorrow. The Bills' weapons are probably the biggest talking point about this team. It's Allen being amazing. He's an MVP. Is he overrated? Blah, blah, blah. But the real big thing with this team is the weapons. And what Benjamin Solak wrote about them, I thought was awesome, because I agree with every word of it. But here's what he wrote in evaluating the Bills in their opener. He was asked, like, is this sustainable, what the Bills are doing with everybody eats, like Joe Brady says. He says, I do think it's sustainable, so long as all of those players are legitimately talented. Is Shakir just a solid slot receiver, or can he continue his penchant for explosive plays by breaking tackles at a near elite rate? Can Kincaid keep his preposterous catch rate from his rookie season as he gets more targets downfield? And how many of those beautiful contested catches can Coleman produce? The top offenses have multiple targets who are, in quotes here, he puts, game plan worthy. Right now, none of the Bills' targets are that, but Buffalo is trusting the development of the youth and riding what has really become quite an underrated running game in the meantime. And then he writes, the Bills should probably prioritize getting Kincaid a target or two next week. And that's what Brady said. It's funny. Whatever. You want to say I'm obsessed with this? It's about talking points versus reality. A lot of talking points surrounding Diggs leaving. Oh, you don't want to force throws to guys. You do. You do want to get Kincaid the ball. Brady said he wants to get Kincaid the ball. Oh, everybody eats. Great. Everybody eats. I pointed out yesterday, the Bills targeted 9 players in a game 7 times last year. And throughout the Davis and Diggs era, they often targeted a lot of guys. What will eventually happen if this offense is going to be good to great is just what Benjamin Solak wrote, which is you'll have, if it's Kincaid, if it's Coleman, if it's Curtis Samuel, if it's Shakir, guys will be so good that through the week, it'll be about how New England has a plan for Kincaid. New England is going to make sure that Baltimore is going to put Kyle Hamilton on Shakir because they're so worried about his after the catch. Whatever it might be. Like, you have guys that are so good that they're going to focus on them, and then that's where the other, you know, ancillary parts, your Mac Hollins, those pieces are going to have to step up in a big way. Hollins is making less than Deonte Hardy was last year. He's making about the same as Trent Sherfield. Like, the expectation of his role is when called upon, we can go to you. The difference is, for the last couple seasons, those roles for the Bills, they never had a guy step up like Mac Hollins.
No.
And they also never had a Curtis Samuel, at least not since Emmanuel Sanders was on the team. So, to me, that's what this has always been about. Week one, who did it? Shakir made an awesome play. Coleman made an awesome play. And outside of that, it
Hollins
was just...
Hollins made the catch on the touchdown.
Touchdown.
It wasn't the hardest play in the world, but he got it.
Yeah. So, like, eventually, give me 18 games of that. And you'll have, if the Bills are going to be good, you will have 1 to 2 guys becoming stars. It just has to happen. It is almost impossible to have a great offense without that happening.
All right. I wonder if Kincaid can, if he becomes the guy they game plan for over and over and over. I mean, he's not going to have one catch performances, though, like for a month.
No.
And then the defenses still say, like, oh, guys, we got to take him out of the game plan again if it's still working. Kincaid... like, there will be more attention paid to him, even though, like, he was good last year. It wasn't like he was Kelsey right out of the gates. He was good. So, you'll still want him to eventually find a way to win without that, with the attention being paid to him. Maybe that'll be new for him. We should just make this point about Tage Thompson. Remember after his 47-goal season? Like, oh, it's going to be harder for Tage Thompson now. Like, hey, they're focusing on you, on the power play. They're defending you differently. And maybe we've already begun to see Kincaid be defended differently, that it will be a harder assignment for him to break out because defenses think he's a breakout candidate, think he's good. And you can still win, though. Like, Kelsey, teams have been paying attention to Kelsey for 10 years. Like a superstar tight end.
And
what does he do?
Anyway.
He still figures out how to get 1,500 yards. So what's the reaction? Like that clip coming in about maybe even getting Kincaid involved, or Solak saying that, How does it? I don't know how that, like, a receiver, that's easy. You just get him a screen pass, right? You get him involved that way, quick slant, quick hitter. I don't know. Kincaid's role as a tight end, I wonder what that would look like. Like, well, what would a play designed to get him involved in the offense look like?
In training camp, they ran an awful lot of, like, tight end wheels up the sideline or fades.
Okay.
They ran vertical routes.
Get him to the sidelines a little bit, too.
Yeah. And you hope to get the right matchup for him. And then if you can exploit that, you know, maybe that's Josh at the line. Hey, we're waiting for a look. Oh, we got the look on this play. But you can definitely scheme plays open for tight ends and scheme things for tight ends. So I fully expect it for Kincaid. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. We'll see how they look in game two against the Miami Dolphins. Tomorrow night, we got to bet who's going to be there. Famous people.
Yeah. Miami. Pitbull. That's always the easy one.
Yeah.
Miami. Jennifer Lopez.
We got to do a Remember Some Dolphins early. We got to do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
803-0550. What else did I have for you here? Now we're going to break in. I was going to tease something. Oh, I know what it is. The story in Cleveland.
Yeah, let's get to that.
We've got a good case of who wants me to know that? Who wants me to know this new development from the Browns and Deshaun Watson's contract? Head over to WGR550.com. Enter for your chance to win a Blackstone 2-burner black outdoor LP gas griddle just in time for tailgate season, courtesy of Value Home Centers. The Browns thing we got to get to. Also, don't sleep on the Chiefs locker room being torn apart. Torn apart.
Bye.
Patrick Mahomes' wife got in trouble because she liked some stuff from Donald Trump, and Taylor Swift has just endorsed Kamala Harris. Get ready.
Here comes the Chiefs drama.
Factions in the Chiefs locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the Browns thing. Connor Orr has a story at SportsIllustrated.com. Sports Illustrated has obtained copies of both Deshaun Watson's original contract from 2022 and a restructured deal signed with the Browns the following offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Oh?
Yeah.
Anyone think of a reason why perhaps they could have obtained copies of the contracts? So Deshaun Watson has been sued again, allegations of sexual misconduct and assault and battery, and the short version of this is, if this happened and he didn't tell them about it before signing the deal, then they can basically say all the guarantees can be null and void.
They could basically get out of the contract.
Yeah. In his contract, when he signed, there are clauses in here about, you know, the usual skydiving and jet skiing.
Uh-huh.
But paragraph 42, by executing the contract, player hereby represents and warrants, except as otherwise disclosed to club in writing, as of the date hereof, player has not been charged with, indicted for, convicted of, pled to any felony or misdemeanor involving fraud or moral turpitude, has not engaged in conduct which should subject him to that charge, indictment, or conviction of any such offense, and no circumstances exist that would prevent the player's continuing availability to the club for the duration of this contract. So if you did not disclose this and you knew that this happened, and you're being sued for it, the contract says it can be null and void. At least that's a lot of what the reaction is. Like, hey, oh, look at that. We have the Browns contract with Deshaun Watson 2 days after new allegations.
The gross part of it, not the grossest part of it, because the grossest part of it is what Deshaun Watson allegedly did. Easily number one. The Browns are making it very clear they will only have a moral compass on this if he's not good at football. That's it. If they think he's a great quarterback, no moral compass whatsoever. If they think he stinks, moral compass. They're leaking it because they want out of the contract now, right? They realize they've done the worst thing a team's ever done,
and they might have a window out,
and this is their way out. So, I don't know. It's all pretty gross, I think. The Browns, obviously Watson. Watson looks like he also doesn't want to be out there. That's how I saw a film breakdown of Watson. Like, he is playing right now like he does not want to be on the football field. He's getting booed at home. He's getting booed on the road, and I'm not making him a victim in any way. Just,
no.
It could not be going worse. And they have $170 million of cap dollars still to spend at him. Not in money. Cap investment, even if they cut him at some point, they have $170 million of cap dollars still to invest in Deshaun Watson.
Unless a lot of those guarantees become void.
Unless they become void, which is what they're going to want.
803-0550. You can give us a call if you want. Bills play the Dolphins tomorrow night, game two. Looking to get off to a 2-0 start. You know, just ho-hum, normal Bills season. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.